she wrote to you and she expects what?
An answer.
Let's say he forgets the street number. He'll give you the envelope and say, will you please
check this address?
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yes, I didn't come for breakfast. You say you had a vegetable garden. Did you have any other kind of a garden?
A flower garden. Mm-hmm.
And who would get these? What did you say if you went out to?
Let me pick some flowers.
Huh? And where would you put them?
In a vase.
Mm-hmm. If you're certain something is going to happen, and you tell someone that if he does this, it will happen, and he goes ahead and does it anyway, what would you probably say to him?
I told you so.
Let's see, at quarter, was about 5 minutes of eight tonight, we sat down here, I turned on the tape recorder and we
started talking. Mm-hmm. You interviewed me.
Mm-hmm. If someone comes and presents you with a dollar, Joe might say, what did he do? And then you'd say, he
gave me a dollar bill. Mm-hmm. I'll take more.
When you were a girl, perhaps you started to leave the house and your mother wanted you to wear a sweater.
Mm-hmm.
So she would hand it to you and say, now, you just stand right there and
put this on.
When people are working on the highway and they run those big machines so that the surface is all pulverized, you'd say you can't drive on that highway because it's
messed up.
Messed up?
It's being repaired.
At 7:45 tonight, I
started interviewing. Mm-hmm. And you sat down. Mm-hmm.
If a boy goes to a track meet and he's in the 220, and I'd say when it's all over, what would you say he had done?
Ran a race.
Mm-hmm. Let's say Joe has an apple and you want the entire thing and you ask for it and he takes out his knife and begins to cut off a part. You might say to him, I don't want part, I want the
whole apple.
And how long have you lived in this house?
3 years.
That's from when?
Of August 1958.
Trying to get her to say since.
You want me to say since?
Uh-huh. Thank you. That's called a forced response. If something has been forever,